A few years ago, a Dutchman with a dream walked into a government office in Nairobi. In his hand, he carried an application form to lease land near Lake Turkana in northeastern Kenya.
The commissioner of lands himself had never been there, and he didn't know what value to give to this land. And I remember him asking me, would you bring some pictures of this area, please? So we did. We brought him about 20 pictures of the area there. And when he looked at it, he said, what are you going to do there?
Carlo van Wageningen says when he told the state official that he planned to use wind to make electricity in the desert, the land commissioner stared at him as if he was crazy.
You know, and then he looked at me and he said, how much of this land do you want to lease? And I said, 150,000 acres. To that, he replied, would you like 300?
The businessman says the story indicates the perceived worthlessness in Kenya of the country's arid north, a hot and harsh wasteland, home to little more than scorpions, a few nomadic groups and their cattle and camels, and powerful winds. In 2005, to gauge its potential for a wind power plant, a renewable energy expert visited the region with van Wageningen.
And he instantly fell in love with it, not only because the wind was constantly blowing, but because the area was deserted. There's no population, so you don't disturb anybody, and there is no wildlife or very little of it. He said, this is really a perfect site. This is actually a wind power developer's dream.
Today, van Wageningen is chairman of Lake Turkana Wind Power, the consortium that's building what will be one of the world's biggest wind energy projects. It's possible because of a natural phenomenon called the Turkana Corridor Jet Stream, a powerful wind that blows off the Indian Ocean through a mountain valley that leads directly to Loyangalani District, the site of the energy project.
This is probably one, if not the best wind site in the world. The wind is consistent. We have no sudden gushes of wind. It is really very irregular. It is very predictable at various times of the day.
In fact, van Wageningen says the exceptional wind will allow his plant to produce electricity at a rate that's unprecedented in the field of wind energy.
We can produce with the same installations about double the power that is normally produced from wind power in Europe. And that means that the cost of that power drops considerably, and that is why we can become a competitive source of power without subsidies. We will be the cheapest source of power after geothermal, but by a very small margin.
The operation will generate clean power and won't pollute the atmosphere. It'll earn about 1 million carbon credits annually from the United Nations. This means that every year the UN will pay the consortium almost $9 million for protecting the environment. Van Wageningen says it will give this money to the Kenyan government.
The government has accepted to devote 100% of that income to the development of the communities in and around our area and along the transmission line route.
Hundreds of millions of dollars are swirling around the massive project, and Kenya has a reputation for being one of the most corrupt places on earth. But van Wageningen insists he's never been approached to pay a bribe to win government support for the project.
The reason why I truly believe that we never received any approach is very likely due to the fact that we are located on the moon. And most Kenyans, I would say up to 80% of Kenyans, don't even know that that is part of Kenya.
He says another reason why corruption syndicates ignored his project is that they were convinced that it would fail.
They all thought in the beginning we were a bunch of lunatics who were going on to an adventure. No one really believed in the project until much later.
But with construction of the wind power plant now backed by powerful international institutions such as the World Bank, its success seems assured. And with it, Africa is about to take a leap towards a future dominated by renewable energy. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.